In part one of this two-part lesson, Ms. Weaver gave Anna and Pete an assignment. Ms. Weaver instructed them to do everything by themselves. Themselves is a reflexive pronoun. In today's lesson, Ms. Weaver will look at Pete's and Anna's research. First, let's see Pete's experiment.
Okay, Pete, let me see your research first. That's a heavy binder. And you and your baby look great.
Thanks, Miss Weaver. We feel great.
Anna? Anna, you're next. Anna. Mm. Anna, wake up.
I'm here, baby. I'm here. Here's your bottle.
Anna, you and your baby look awful. What happened?
Well, I took her everywhere. Everywhere. And I fed her every 3 hours. So I haven't slept since... What day is it?
It's Friday. What happened there?
Oh, that. I was making myself a salad and had a little accident with a knife.
I put my flower baby in front of me, and then I accidentally stabbed it. But I gave it first aid.
Is that a burn?
Yes, it is. While I was making myself dinner, I put baby next to me. I accidentally knocked her into the sink, so I put her in the microwave to dry. That's when she caught fire.
Okay, so we use a reflexive pronoun when it refers to the subject of a sentence or clause. But we don't use a reflexive pronoun with prepositions of place. Anna uses examples of both in one sentence.
While I was making myself dinner, I put baby next to me.
We use a reflexive pronoun in the first part of the sentence. Myself refers to the subject I. But in the second part of the sentence, we don't use a reflexive pronoun in the prepositional phrase. We use the pronoun me. Why? Next to is a preposition of place.
Anna, you should be very proud of yourself.
Proud? She stabbed and burned her baby. And she only did one page of research. And it's covered in milk. Ugh.
Yes, Pete. But she followed instructions.
Hey! I did the...
Please, Pete. Anna, I think your baby has lost some weight. Is there something else you want to share?
Yes, I'd like to share these. I made them myself this morning.
You baked your baby? You should be ashamed of yourself.
I baked them at the end of the experiment, Pete. At that point, this was just a bag of flour.
It was always just a bag of flour.
Pete, will you listen to yourself? You sound crazy.
I sound crazy. This whole experiment was crazy. She was the one who carried around and fed it and what...
That is good. It's good.
So what have we learned? We've learned when to use reflexive pronouns and when not to. Go to our website for more information. You can practice using reflexive pronouns in our comments section.